الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه. وقال تعالى: ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الله سبحانه وتعالى is the creator of the entire universe, is our creator, and how we should live to please Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah has given us clear directions, and Allah sent almost about 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam for this purpose to the world. And to crown it all, Hazrat Nabiyya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Imamul Muttaqeen, the Imamul Hadeen, the greatest guide, Allah sent Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala sent the Quran Sharif, and Allah sent Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to practically explain to us in his life what the commands of Allah Ta'ala are. And in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has taught us what that clear way is. And it is so clear that how night is different from day, day is different from night. Allah has made that path so clear. And then Allah has said so many saints, so many great, great ulama, awliya, people of what fikr of deen. From the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, until today, what great, great people Allah has sent, so that this clear deen comes to us. So that is what we have to follow. That is what makes Allah Ta'ala happy. And to go against the command of Allah Ta'ala is the worst thing a person can do. To break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, to transgress and go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, this is the greatest crime. And to commit a crime is the worst thing. And to commit it in front of somebody, the person who favors you with everything, who gives you everything, and in front of him you break his laws, what greater crime can there be? And then if that person, if he has got, he has shown us favors, he has shown us kindness, he has got power over us, he can do what he wants to with us, how much more greater? Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, the controller of all our matters, to disobey Allah and to disobey Allah in front of him. Allah is everywhere, wherever we are, Allah is there. And to disobey Allah is the worst thing that we can do. So Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding for us and for the whole of mankind and jinnat also, that we must not disobey Allah Ta'ala. The worst thing we can do is the committing of sin, transgressing the laws of Allah Ta'ala, breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And there are so many harms of this. Ulama have written great, great kitabs on this, the harms of committing sins, and what the result of it is. For example, Shaitan, Allah, he got abandoned from Jannah, and forever and ever he has been doomed, and he will be in the fire of Jahannam just because of his sinning. Otherwise, he made lot of ibadat also, but his sinning, man, one of the major sins, this pride which is in a person. He had this sin of pride. So we also have to check ourselves in detail. What sins are we involved in? Normally also, when we get involved in ibadat, hopefully Allah give us all tawfiq, then this ibadat of ours also becomes a veil from seeing our sin. Sometimes if through our ibadat, it brings pride in us, and we don't see the pride. And that is a killer thing. We will find fault in other people, and we don't see fault in ourselves. That is a very, very dangerous condition of a person, when he finds fault in other people, and he doesn't see any fault in himself. So shaitan, in spite of all his ibadat that he made, and he had so much ma'rifat of Allah, ulama have written, that when Allah was angry with him, he knew Allah so well, Allah's qualities, he had ma'rifat of Allah, that Allah is not overtaken by his anger. Even in that state of anger, he said, Allah Ta'ala, give me chance to live till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah accepted that dua of his also. So ibadat also. He had so much knowledge of deen. It is said he knew the fine print, the juziyat of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam shariat. But he did not have the love of Allah. Pride was predominant in him. And because of that, he has been abandoned and cursed right through forever and ever. On the other hand, we find Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he ate of the fruit which Allah had forbidden him from, but he had humility. Immediately he said, Rabbana, Zalamna, Anfusana, we made a mistake. So error and mistake will be part of our life. But when that happens, to humble ourselves. Not in our sin that we have still got pride. We are doing wrong and we are still stubborn and we are still stubborn on it. So anyway, sin is the worst thing. And the sun, it took out shaitan, who was making so much ibadat, and made him accursed in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So like that also, sun is that whenever we commit a sun, a black spot is formed on the heart. And also, as our ulama teach us, that today we make sins not wholesale, but even much more, one way. And no tawbah and istighfar in our lives. We don't think of making tawbah and istighfar, even just the words of tawbah and istighfar. May Allah grant us the reality. But even the words of it are not there. So when we commit sin, a black spot forms. We don't make tawbah, then finally the whole heart becomes black. And that is a very, very bad condition. And the signs of that, ulama have written, then many signs of that. For example, then we see the wrong as right and the right as wrong. And today, how common this has become, that what our solutions are for the problems we are in, we regard that as the problems today. And what the problems are today of this problem that we are in, the problems we regard as the solution. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, writes about this conditions, and he says, when people regard poison as medicine, and medicine as poison, the opposite, that what is going to give you cure, you regard it as poison and you don't take it. And what is going to destroy you, your poison, you regard that as your medicine, the opposite. Then Hazrat says, فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Then we can only complain to Allah. Now what is going to change our condition? Today when our hearts have become like that, we see the wrong as the right, and the right as wrong. And then other signs of that also are, that for example, now we won't be happy and we won't enjoy the company of the righteous and the pious. Our hearts will go away from them. We don't like to sit with them. We don't like to be in their company. And in the company of the fusaq, the fujar, and even the kuffar, there we will find itminan. Perhaps, for example, like in sports, even in these conditions, there we will find itminan. We will find happiness. And, for example, in all their tahqiqat, their research, what is the cause of this bimari? What are the solutions? All what they say. And all what they say, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They only know the zahiri things of this dunya. And they are only researching till there. But behind it, the real cause of it, their minds don't even go to that. Their minds can't go to that. They don't believe in Allah. They don't believe in Musabbibul Asbab. They only believe in the Asbab. And our now, when the hearts become black and dark, then we also just in that all the time. And another sign of it is, we're just discussing the problem all the time, that this is the problem, all the conspiracy theories we will get involved in, I know more better than you in our discussions that we have, I know this point, that point, and it's a pure waste of time. The thing is to get involved in the solution. There are so many people in our country who have passed away. Just a few, one example. One person was extremely pious, and he had a very good mort right behind. Most probably it was Maqam Ibrahim. With his family, he was making dua. One thing, when they asked him, how did he get such a beautiful mort? He said, one was love of Quran. Whenever people should sit and talk, he should go one side and go and read his Quran Sharif. So that is where our solution is. Turning to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Tawbah, Istighfar, that is. But when we get involved in all this hot discussions and heavy explanation, we are really just wasting our time. So when the heart becomes inclined to these things, when we see the wrong as the right, we don't like the company of the righteous and the pious, but the company of other people, sports. Today, Allah make us maaf, Allah guide us all to watch films now in this time. And the film industry have, what we hear, made special offers for cheaper films and all different types, that how many more films you can watch. Reading the novels of these people, their books, etc. Anything on secularism, which really means atheism, that Allah does not exist and we are involved in all those things all the time. Whereas we got Quran, and Quran Sharif, Allah, now this is if the heart is clean, we make Tawbah, Istighfar, then we will realize that reading Quran Sharif, even without understanding, it is greatly beneficial. And if we understand also, we make tadabbur also, those who are ulama and understand what to say then. And we read it with passion. This is hadha kalamullah. This is the word of Allah. To see our success in namaz, to turn with du'as, tawbah, istighfar, to turn to Allah Ta'ala. This is what we are required. So sin is the worst thing. And when we commit sin, then Allah, we have disobeyed Allah. We have made Allah unhappy. Then Allah Ta'ala takes us to... And Allah's mercy knows no limits also. In spite of all our sins, for Allah knows best. His ilm, who can reach there? His wisdom, who can reach there? The present condition also is perhaps that we can turn to Allah. Allah has brought this condition that now you turn towards me. So if we make tawbah from our sins, we cleanse our heart, the sign of it is we will turn more to Allah Ta'ala. We got more time now. People can't go to their shops, can't go to their work, etc. So this is Allah brought us that we turn more to Allah. We make ruju' ilallah, inabat ilallah. We turn towards Allah Ta'ala, not towards the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Not that we start fighting and quarreling in the house, we are all the time in the house. Not that we are finding fault now with this, with the children, with this one, with that one. Not that we are got time now more for films, for novels, for all other things. But if we're turning towards Allah, towards Quran Sharif, tasbihat, just tasbihat also is a great thing. Tawbah, istighfar, ya hayyu, ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith, rabbana zalamna anfusana. All this, we turn to Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Then these will be good signs that we are. So the harms of sin are very, very great. And then the sin, it brings, takes away the barakat in our rozi also. When a person commits sin, he will work more harder for his rozi, but he won't know barakat in that rozi. All what he's earning will be wasted, for example, in holidays, will be wasted in extensions of the house which we don't need, will be wasted in renovations, etc., will be wasted in lifestyle, fashion, all money that we are spending which is wrong for us to do. We are earning and we are just you, and that when there is no barakat, we will find that we are earning and we are spending this, paying all the premiums of our haram insurance policies. And that also, and the worst of it is, that you took out a policy for whatever, medical aid, whatever, and when you need it, in the fine print, they found a loophole and they don't pay you out also. Now you spend all that money, all how hard work you did, and you get no returns of it whatsoever. So, and on the other hand, when there is barakat, you might earn outwardly the numbers, figures, numerals will be small, the zeros will be less. But Allah will save you from all problems also. Allah will give you itminan in your heart also. Allah Ta'ala will protect you from all these problems also. So what is the use of earning so much, sweating and toiling, and at the end of the day, you got still nothing. You got no peace of mind. You got no itminan. You are perplexed. You are paranoid. You are worried. You got fikr all the time. And on the other hand, there are so many people at this time that they are not really earning much also or anything, but they have got itminan. Allah gave them sukoon. Allah gave them hifazat. So guna, in short, is our worst enemy. And when we commit gunas, Allah Ta'ala Himself doesn't come and punish us. Himself personally. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. Allah uses the more worse enemies of Allah to punish the lesser enemies. And they come and then they call. So we again, yeah, we say this country is our enemy. We say this community, this nation is our enemy. All what a mu'min will see behind it, Allah is using them. We make our matters with Allah straight, and the same community and the same nation, Allah will use them in our favor. Allah will make them to serve us. But we make our matters. We have to correct our matters with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And when we do that, one of the nasaih, the advisors of the people of the past, whenever they should give one another advice, correct your matters with Allah, Allah will correct your matters with the creation. So we have to correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala. So gunas are our worst enemies. Allah make it that it can sink into our hearts. Then to recognize the gunas. Today we are involved in so much gunas, and ghaflat is such a thing that we don't realize I'm involved in guna. A person, for example, sunnah dress, beard, topi, amama, everything he's got, and this brings pride in him. And he thinks I'm better than other people. At this time, yeah, if we are finding fault with other people, the sin, we hate the sin, but not the sinner. We make dua for the sinner. And whatever is carrying on, people also, institutions also, which we feel that they are not on the right track, they are doing things wrongly. Like, for example, videos now, or YouTube, people are coming on, good people coming on YouTube, sometimes some music also in there, and all the other. So we feel that we are better than them. The person who hasn't got a beard is a big guna. Very, it's not right at all. You must keep a sunnah proper beard. But to think I'm better than him is even a bigger guna. And we look down upon him, it's even a bigger guna. So how much now, we, those people who we think we are pious, or people think we are pious, looking at our outward conditions, and we are looking down upon other people, where Allah, we got perhaps no value whatsoever. So, and many people, one friend just told us in one Qabristan in South Africa, where now people, they are burying in the same Qabr again. He say now in the past recent times, 24 qabrs they found where the body was 100% intact. And outwardly, you will never even give that person credit for anything. But what qualities they had. So we got no right to look down upon anyone whatsoever. And it comes also, very fortunate is that person who can start seeing his own faults. And when we see our own faults, automatically a person becomes blind to the faults of other people. A poet says very beautifully, it was my hobby to look at the faults of other people. But when my eyes fell on my own faults, then there was nobody bad in my eyes. Because now you got no time to look if we see our own faults. So gunas, our worst enemies. And Allah, arhamur rahimin, akramul akramin. Allah, most merciful, most kind. What a great Allah. Who is our Allah? If Allah had made this law that you commit sin, you must pay for it. There is no way out. What should have happened to us? The sins that we have committed with our eyes, with our brains, with every part of our body, if Allah had to take us to task for all. But Allah says, وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah forgives on His own. Without you asking Him, Allah forgives great, great amounts. Allah is so merciful. Then Allah has given us this great, great, great amal of tawbah and istighfar. This is what we must engage in. At this time, to stay away from all sin, recognize our sins. Those who seem to be pious, they have got their category of sins. Other people have got other categories of sins, which are open sins also, violating the laws of Allah. At this time, few things that we mentioned, going on YouTube, or all the novels that we are reading, all secularism, which really means atheism, which means that everything besides Allah Ta'ala, that we are making our research, we are finding all our solutions, but without Allah in the equation. That is totally wrong. So people who are just involved in that, people who are involved in the gunas of lust, of just satisfying the nafs, ara'aita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. Allah says, have you seen that person who made his own desires his God? Allah is to be pleased, not our nafs, not shaitan. If we think how much we listen to shaitan, how much we listen to the dictates of our nafs, and all this is a reminder for ourselves. I am the most guilty. I need it the most. We all need it. And we all take it for ourselves. Not that this is for other people. But it starts with me. And we are commanded to be concerned of the whole ummah also. The whole of mankind. But it must start with me. And then we make dua for everyone. And we wish good for everyone. So in these conditions, if we turn with tawbah and istighfar, also with regard to the sins, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, ittaqil maharim. Stay away from all the things which Allah has made haram. Takun a'badan nas. You will be counted by Allah Ta'ala as the one who makes the most ibadat, who has the greatest position by Allah Ta'ala. So tawbah, so staying away from sin is a great ibadat. We don't regard it as an ibadat. To make tilawat of Quran Sharif, to make zikr, tahajjud, du'as, we all will regard that as ibadat. But to keep our eyes away from guna, from fantasizing, thinking all, and even one fantasizing is also haram, guna of the mind, and we are thinking guna of the heart. Also, to think low of somebody, that this person has done this, this is the cause, he is the cause of the problem, they are the cause of the problem, to think low, and automatically I think high of myself, I am somebody. In this also, our titles are also very, very, if we are not on our guard, our titles are also very harmful for us. Because I'm a Maulana, I'm above everything, I'm above the law also. Because I'm a Sufi, I'm a Tablighi, I'm a Hafiz, I'm a Qari, I'm a Wali of Allah, I think like that, and then I think I'm somebody. So this is also, these things also, they take us away from the right path and from the understanding the matter properly. And those who are openly involved in sin, they also have, and we don't think we are in sin. Today, very, very sadly, our condition, we are open in so much of sin, but we don't regard it as sin. Sports, what's wrong with sports? We are looking at the as the sitter of other people, and we don't regard it as anything. Man looking at woman, woman looking at man, we don't regard it. A news reader on TV, if it's a male, then the females are looking. If it's a female, the males are looking. But we don't, what's wrong with this? Where did it come in the Quran? This is haram. These all common objections of ours. This is all when this heart has been turned black, and now we don't see the right. So Allah is that great and kind being who has given us the way out of even of the sins of ours. And in these conditions which Allah has brought, which has come on us, all conditions are from Allah. And they are all because of what our actions are. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. That what has Allah got to do to bring difficult and hard conditions on us? Allah Ta'ala, if we are obedient to Allah, thankful to Allah, Allah will bring good conditions. So Allah has given us what we must do, tawbah, istighfar. And with earnestness we read this dua, and our mashayikh have taught us that when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ate of that fruit which Allah had forbidden him, Allah inspired him to say, "Oh Allah, Rabbana, zalamna anfusana, we have done wrong to us. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna, oh Allah, have mercy on us. If you don't show your mercy, we will be amongst those who are destroyed. So Allah, we turn to you, whatever my sins are, what I know and what I don't know, what I have done and what I'm doing, and what I will do intentionally, unintentionally, all my sins, you forgive them." Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam also pleaded to Allah Ta'ala for his son. Allah said, "Oh Nuh, he is not of your family." He said, "He is my family." Allah said, "Who is your family?" Those who are the obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala. So that is also one sin which we are involved in, which we don't understand. Our family are the obedient servants of Allah, but we have cast that Islami ukhuwat, the Islami brotherhood, that is not there. Today our family ties, our biological ties, blood ties that we have, that is our family. But the real family of a mu'min are those people. And the Sahaba's lives illustrate this clearly, whether it was the father in front of the sword, whether it was the son in front of the sword. Where when it came to the law of Allah, on the basis of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love, nisbat of Allah, they had done everything. So tawbah, istighfar, we have to turn to. And we ask Allah forgiveness from all our sins. It comes in the hadith sharif, man lazim al istighfar. A person who makes istighfar, tawbah, istighfar, lazim on himself. That is not he's just making. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, his Shaykh Shah Abdul Ghani, commonly, lot he should say, "Ya Allah, maaf farma dije." All the time, getting up, sitting, walking, "Ya Allah, maaf farma dije." And what a pious person. His whole day like in the ibadat of Allah, teaching in Bukhari Sharif, but all the time, "Ya Allah, maaf farma dije." A person realizes that I'm faulty, so to ask Allah Ta'ala. And on that, Allah Ta'ala will make min kulli dhiqin makhraja, Allah lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. Any tight spot he is in, Allah will open the way. وَمِنْ كُلِّ حَمِّنْ فَرَجًا. And all worries that a person will have, and worry is that thing which is that by worry a person becomes completely like depressed, or whatever we call it, and that also like depression. Is it somewhere in Islam? What is it? To be inferiority complex. We gave it the name Ihsas-e-Kamtari. But what is this in Islam? What does Islam say about it? Yes, humbleness. Tawadu is necessary. Itiraf-e-Zunub is necessary. Allah loves itiraf-e-Zunub. That a person accepts, "I'm sinful, I'm wrongful, I'm the wrongdoer. It's my wrongdoing." Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, most probably it was, when people threw ash on him on Eid's day when he was going for Eid namaz, he said, "Alhamdulillah." They said that, "Hazrat, is this the time to say Alhamdulillah?" He said, "I am that condition." Who? What a great, great wali of Allah, imam of the awliya. But he says, fire had to be falling on me. Only Allah made it that only ash is falling. So how much shouldn't I make shukr to Allah? So if that condition can come into us, this tawadu, so Allah Ta'ala give us that, and to that we make tawbah, istighfar, وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ by istighfar. And we know this is from the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and then great, great mashayikh. People came, "I got no children, rain, there are droughts, I got no food, this problem, that." For everyone, istighfar, istighfar. Because Allah Ta'ala says, "Istaghfiru Rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh," and Allah will open all the doors for you. So Allah give us to do what we have to do. Turn to Allah. Allah is there. He is forever there. We make our, and one of the harms of guna, our connection with Allah gets cut off. Then we don't see Allah as the doer also. We don't see Allah as the creator of conditions. We don't see Allah as the controller of conditions. We don't see Allah, He is the solution to the problems. But in fact, we see our solutions away from Allah. we see our solution away from deen. In other things we see, that's also because of our sin. So Allah give me tawfiq to realize sin is our worst enemy, and we have to give up sin. And Allah is that most merciful and kind being, that He is prepared. The person who killed 99, 100 people, his guna also, all his gunas got maaf. People who committed worse sins, all the gunas also got maaf. Allah forgives. We have to turn to Him. Allah give us tawfiq and guide us. And in these trying times, may Allah Ta'ala let us truly turn towards Him and realize our sins, our enemies, make tawbah, come out of our sins. And Allah is that loving being who loves to forgive. We forgive one another, Allah loves that also. He Himself, He forgives, He loves it to forgive. إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ الْأَفْوَى فَعَفُوا عَنَّا. You love to forgive. So we turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.